You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. On the last two programs, we have been talking about God's kingdom and government coming to this earth. But the common teaching in many religious denominations is that Christ will come and rapture the saints, take them to heaven, and there the saints will be with Christ forevermore. And also a common teaching is that when you die, you go to heaven or you go to hell, whichever one you have qualified for. Well, I want to ask you, my friends, are these teachings true? Can you take your Bible and prove that? Have you ever asked your pastor or minister to prove that to you? Have you ever asked your pastor or your minister what Christ is going to do when he returns to this earth? Have you looked into your Bible to find the answer? Are you even concerned one way or the other? Do you want to know? You should if you don't, because your very existence may depend on what Christ does, and one of the first things that he does is to save mankind from himself. Notice what it says in Matthew 24, verses 21 through 22. Matthew 24, if you have your Bible, follow along here, verses 21 through 22. For then there will be great tribulation such has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Now, notice what this said. Let's read this again and understand what it says. Verse 21 again. For then there will be great tribulations, such as not has been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Christ is speaking about a time that there has been none like it, a time of trouble. You have never seen a time of trouble like is going to be at that time, and that time of trouble, my friends, is going to last for at least 3.5 years. So Christ is speaking about things getting so bad that there would be no flesh saved alive unless he intervened at that right split second. It says verse 22, and unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. So we can be thankful that there is an elect, that is God's chosen people that are obeying him now, and that there will be at that time, so Christ will intervene. Now, why will Christ have to intervene at that time? Well, because as a world and as a nation, we have followed the god of this earth, Satan the devil. Satan is the god of this earth. It brings it out very clearly in the Bible that he is in several places. And we want to get into that and prove that to you here. Notice what it says in John 14 and verse 30. John 14 and verse 30 says this. Says, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. Now, Christ is speaking of Satan here, calling him the ruler of this earth. And indeed, he is. God has allotted him so much time to rule this earth, and God is going to take his rule away from him, and Satan knows that his time is growing short. Notice what it says in Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 2. Many places in the Bible that God lets us know that Satan is the god of this earth, that he is the ruler of this earth, and that this earth is following him and his ways. Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 2. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Notice this verse 2 again. In which you once walked according to the course, that is according to the way, the path that this world is on, the path that Satan is on and leading this world in, of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. God is calling Satan the prince of the power of the air. In other words, controls this atmosphere that we live in on this earth. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Yes, he sends out his wavelength, his spirit, his attitude, and has deceived people into following him. Notice what it says in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 through 4, speaking of Satan being the god of this world. But as I said last week, his time is just about up, and he knows it. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 through 4. But even if our gospel is veiled or hidden, this is Paul speaking to the church at Corinth here, it is veiled or it is hidden to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age, yes, calling Satan the God of this age, has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Yes, Satan doesn't want anyone understanding the true way of life, and so he's doing all that he can to blind everyone's mind and eyes to not understand that way. Because, as I said, Satan knows that his time is just about up, and of course he wants to do everything that he can. He knows that his time is short. Notice what it says in Revelation 12, verses 10 through 12. Revelation 12, verses 10 through 12. It says, "Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down." Speaking of Satan being cast down, no longer having the right to appear before the throne of God. And of course we know that he does, because he did in the day of Job. You can read that in Job 1, Job 2, so on, that how he came before God and his throne there. Verse 11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time." Yes, Satan's kingdom is coming to an end, and he knows that he has a short time, and that will be the beginning, when he is cast down, that will be the beginning of the great tribulation, a time of trouble that has not been, no nor ever shall be. And that is why Christ will intervene at just the right time to save mankind from himself. Notice in Matthew 12, and verses 24 through 26, "Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand." Now notice what it says in verse 26. "If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand?" Christ is telling us here that Satan has a kingdom, and his kingdom is this earth today. But as I said, and I want us to keep this on our mind, that his kingdom is coming to an end. Jesus Christ is going to return and set up his kingdom, his government of God, and rule this earth, and Satan is going to be banned for 1,000 years. Pilate asked Christ if he were the king of the Jews. Notice what this account here in John 18, 33 through 36 here. John 18, 33 through 36. Pilate asked Christ if he were the king of the Jews, and notice Christ's answer. It says, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Now, verse 34, "Jesus answered him, Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world." Notice that, my friends. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." He said, "If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Christ knew that his time hadn't come to take over the reign of this earth, but he also knows that it is coming. Notice what it says in Luke 4, verses 5 through 7. Christ and God the Father wants us to understand that it isn't God's kingdom now. It's Satan's kingdom. Satan is the ruler. Satan is the god of this earth. Of course, he can only do what God will allow him to do, but God has given him so much rope and so much time, and Satan uses all the rope that he can have. Indeed, you can bet on that. Luke 4, verses 5 through 7. "Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." Notice, Satan said, and the devil said to him, verse 6, all this authority. He had just shown him the kingdoms of the world, all the nations of the world. He said, all this authority, all of this power, in other words, I will give you and their glory. For this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish, if you will only fall down and worship me. So Satan admitting here that he was in charge of this earth, and was telling Christ that was so. Just showing that God has allotted Satan so much time to be the God of this earth. Now Satan knew that Christ was born to be a king over the earth. He still knows that today. Satan also knows that his kingdom is coming to an end, and that Christ is going to take over the kingdoms of this earth. Just minutes before Christ ascended back to heaven to sit on the right-hand side of God the Father, the disciples asked him if he would at that time restore the kingdom to Israel. Notice what it says here in Acts 1, beginning in verse 6. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. And Christ makes it very plain that no man knows when this day is coming. He says, only God the Father knows when this day is coming. But we do know it is coming, and we do know that it's very near, my friends. Skip on down to verse 9. But when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who said to them, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Yes, Christ is coming back just as he had gone into heaven. He agreed to that in different places in the Bible, coming back in the clouds just as he ascended to heaven. And he's going to take over the throne of this earth. Notice what it says, Revelation 11 and verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded. Now this is at the very return of Jesus Christ, is the setting of this verse here. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Yes, the kingdoms of this world is going to become the kingdoms of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is coming back to set up and establish his kingdom on this earth. And my friends, you could get ready, be prepared to be a part of that, if you will. No, you aren't going to heaven when you die. The Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth. And Christ said, I go and prepare a place for you in John 14. And said, if I go, I will come again, that where I am, there you will be also. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Now you can be preparing for one of those mansions to be a ruler, a king, and a priest in the kingdom of God. We'll pick this up next time and go right on with it, proving to you, that is, if you want to know, that God is truly going to set up his kingdom and his government, that Jesus Christ is going to set on the throne of David on this earth. David's throne was on this earth, as we brought out last week in the program. But in the meantime, if you would like help in understanding what's in store for you and this world, then we invite you to call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request our free booklet, Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? And ask for our free article, Does God Have a Plan for All Mankind? And all you need to do is just dial us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and ask for our free booklet, Kingdom of God, Does God Have a Plan for All Mankind? They are absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. You won't hear from us again unless you invite it. Well, my friends, I'm trying to tell you how it will be when God's kingdom is set up on this earth. This is Pete Hornbuckle.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.